¿Cómo estás?
All right. I was going to speak Cocopal to you, but I'll just stop there. Thank you for coming to church tonight. It's great to be in God's house. Even though it's raining and it's cold and it's so easy to get around the heater and have some hot chocolate and have some coffee. Amen. We got to love coffee. Coffee's great. Coffee is awesome. Yeah. That's what helped me through college. That helped me late nights being with my wife. It's funny because she'll be doing all the talking at night. I'm more of a morning person, so I'll talk her head off in the morning, and I'll say rise and shine, and she'll want to throw something at me. But I thank God for coffee. I thank God for the rain, you know? It's a great night. I'm going to have you guys turn to Psalms 28. Psalms 28 in your Bibles. Psalms chapter 28. I think everyone was here this morning, so I don't have to really explain where we stand. Like I said, it's great to be in God's house. We could be in jail today, you know. Not my mom, no. Maybe my dad, but not my mom. Psalms 28. It says, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications, and when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards the holy oracle, draw me not away with the work with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity," means sin, "which speak peace to their neighbors but mischief in their hearts, giving them according to their deeds and accounting to according to the wickedness of their endeavorness, give them after the work of their own hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to preach again. I pray tonight, Lord, that this message will speak to hearts today. And thank you for Brother Boatman putting it upon his heart to challenge me to study this passage, and I pray it be a help to everyone in this room. In Jesus' name, amen. Know thyself, know thy enemies. 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. Victories are won by knowing our enemies. You know, whenever we go to war as a country, we try to figure out what the enemy is going to do. You know, the more we know our enemy, the more we'll know how to attack him. You know, but we have a spiritual battle that we each and every one of us deal with, and that is against Satan. It says in Ephesians 6:12, it says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You know, our enemy is sneaky and crafty. You know, he speaks of peace, but he causes mischief. Mischief is trouble. You know, like I told you about my friend Danny, his wife got a phone call from an old classmate from high school, and Danny's wife was teaching her kids, was a homeschool mom, and she would teach her kids the things of the Lord, the word of the Lord. She would teach them math, science, and all these different things like you don't get to do in public school, especially where I'm from. You don't get to teach that kind of stuff. But she was willing to teach her kids and have do homeschool with her kids. And then one day she got a phone call from a friend from high school. And this friend encouraged her to take a day off. Just take a day off. And come with me and let's go party. Let's go drink. It's not going to hurt. You know? And that's what she did, Mrs. Madewell. And when she got drunk, she got a DUI that night. When she drank, she got addicted to alcohol. All because she wasn't watching for the enemy. Satan is sneaky. He is crafty. At first, it was all fun and games. And then came destruction. And it came damage came to the family. A good Christian family. You know, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. When the Great Wall of China was built, it was a humongous project. It cost so much money to build it. You know, it was money, labor. It's one of the best places to see. One of the most greatest sites to see created by man. Okay? But they looked at it as impenetrable. There's no way no one can get in. But you know what? Someone got in. The enemies got in. And it wasn't because they went through the wall or around it. It's because the gatekeepers were bribed in with money to get in. Can Satan bribe us? You know, when we place walls in our life, I do that with my wife. We protect ourselves. We encourage each other. But we do have a wall that we don't cross. You know, we don't try to go through it. We stop there. A wall is to keep the enemy from coming in. You know, when you have a family, you have a wall there to keep the enemies of Satan from coming into your place. But just like that lady with the phone call, she got a phone call and she let Satan come into her life, and that wall was breached. You know, can Satan bribe us? Take a little alcohol and a little bottle of alcohol, you know, shake it a little bit. Some people are very addicted to it. You know, you take a little bit of drugs, you know. You take immoral sites, you know. Are you going to let Satan win the victory? Our enemy is out there, and he's trying to defeat us. We got to keep the wall up. We can't let him win, you know. When I'm praying right now? I'm praying right now that, first of all, my wife and the baby will be healthy. I'm also praying for one day that Samuel, even though he's still in the womb, I'm still praying that he'll get saved one day. You know? I'm praying that he will desire the things of the Lord. But he's never going to desire the things of the Lord unless I keep the wall up. Unless I keep, I'm not saying don't let cocoa paw in, but don't let the influence, don't let the sin in the home come in. You know, I always invite cocoa paw people in. I always invite people in all the time, but their sin's not going to come into our house. We're going to keep it out. You know, knowing your enemies, knowing yourself and knowing your enemies, 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. David already won the victory. He was not in danger. You know, this is not about David being in trouble. He was not in trouble. He was praying that God, keep me from my enemies. Help me not to fall like them. And there are three things I want us to look at, and I think this is going to be short, but I'm going to try to, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I can't make no promises, okay? I did go long in the morning, so. First of all, I'd like us to look at three things. One is the cry. The person who's crying is David. He's having this urgent prayer saying, Lord, he's saying, help me not to get entangled with my enemies. Keep me from my enemies. Don't let me give in to my enemies. When my enemy, just like anyone else, David fell. But you know, he repented. You know, we need to guard our hearts. You know, he had this earnest prayer: draw me away from the wicked and the workers of iniquity, sin, which speak peace to their neighbors, and mischief, but mischief mean causing trouble in their hearts. That's saying. Saying always likes to start trouble. You know, guard your hearts. You know, Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart. You know, I don't believe he's not talking about the physical heart. I believe he's talking about up here. You know, guard yourself. We need to take care of our heart. We need to guard our spirit, because Satan will use that against us. A lot of times we think that you know, Satan's out there, but he's not going to get me. Usually it's when we trust in ourselves is when we fall. I see it in my own life. When I might not fall into sin but I do fall and make mistakes. I make mistakes in my personal life because I trust in myself. And I lower my guard, you know. Not to the extent letting sin in, but you know what? There's some things I should not say. How many of us put our foot in our mouth? You know? A lot of us. We do it. I do it. My wife's pregnant. Please pray for me. Pray for me. I don't know what to say. Nothing. Okay, I'll write that down. I can tell you stories, but nothing, it doesn't matter. It's not going to go anywhere. That will fill up the time, you know? you know, when's the last time we cried out to God for help? I'm praying that God will protect Samuel. God will protect Samuel. He's not here yet. And Lord willing, he'll be here. But when he is here, God put that responsibility to protect that kid. He put him, out of all people, he gave it to me to take care of, to wipe down. I'm gonna learn this. To feed. You know, and I think of that, I see the baby being formed, and I just think, man, how good God is. You know, how powerful he is. He created a soul. You know, you think about that. When's the last time we cried out to God? Was it at salvation? Was the last time we cried out to God was at salvation? You know, when was the last time we cried out to Him? Was it during a marriage issue? Was it during an alcohol issue? Was it 10 years ago? 15? 20? When was the last time we cried out to God? Seeing what sin does to a person in someone else's life, does that help us get down to our knees and ask God for help? You know? Give your heart to the Lord. It is not a one-time decision. Today I'm going to give my heart to God. It's a daily decision. It's a daily decision. It's a daily decision to pick up your cross and follow Jesus. You know? It's not a one-time decision. I'm going to give my heart to the Lord. I'm going to give my life to the Lord. Well, let's start today. And let's do it tomorrow. Every morning when you wake up, say, I'm going to give my heart to you, Lord. I'm going to ask for your help. I'm going to ask for your wisdom. I'm going to ask you to guide me and help me. And that's for 16 years I've been saved. I know for some people that's not a long time. But that's what kept me from falling into sin. You know, getting a walk with God is so important. Are we going to let God lead us through this book? You know, this is our manual. This is the way we should be living. You know, there's so much to thank the Lord for. You know, when you cuss and your kids hear you cuss, don't be shocked when your kids are not around that they're going to cuss. Think about that. You know, don't be shocked that when they grow up they're going to cuss because they hear it from Mom and Dad. You know, I'm going to try to, I don't cuss, but but I think we should think about that. Our words, you know, our words are very important. Our, you know, one old man says, children are God's spies, little spies. And I'll learn that. I'm going to call the Christians out. I'm going to call God's people. We need to stop living ourselves, our standards, by man's standards. Oh, you're the best parent. You know, you go to their school, and you're the man. You have a great marriage. You know, you have a great family. Your kids are well behaved. They sit still at the dinner table. You know, they're very polite. You know, but are we, and that's all good, but are we measuring ourselves amongst people? Or are we going to measure ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, I'm not perfect beyond me. I just asked my mom. She has a whole list. You know, for the 33 years she's put up with me. But you know what? I'm worth it. No. You know, she saved the best for last. my sister's not here, praise. So, but you know what? I'm not perfect. I have mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. You know, but we gotta guard our heart. We gotta guard and make sure the enemy doesn't get the best of us. You know, it says in Revelation 4:11, it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for though Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. You know, we're bought with a price. You know, therefore glorify your body and your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. The Christian life is the best life you can ever live, hands down. You know, a lot of people wish what we had, but we can give it to them. Give them a track. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them, give me your testimony. That's the best. I think that's the best soul winning tool is to give your testimony. You know, don't, not surface, but give them, tell them what the Lord's did in your heart. And I believe that God will use your testimony to reach others for him. You know, second of all, I want us to look at the blessed. In verses 6 and 7, it says, and now shall my hand be lifted. Am I reading? No, I'm not reading the right one. It says, blessed be the Lord, because he had heard the voice of my supplications. That means earnest prayer. The Lord is my strength. Is the Lord your strength? You know, are you getting strength from him? You know, are we going about our day and asking God for strength? Help me in this struggle. You know, there's one thing I left out, and I forgot to tell you, pray for my father-in-law. He's dealing with cancer right now. He's going to receive treatment on the 26th. The 27th. Please pray for him. But in order for my father-in-law to endure and to keep going, he's going to have to, and I'm going to have to, depend on God. Ask him for strength. You know, to keep this ministry going, the church, we're going to need strength. You know, I have kids that don't want to hear the word of God. They come to get away from their parents, but you know what? I'm going to tell them what the word of God said. You know, I'm going to tell them that they are a sinner. What is a sinner? You know, a sinner is anyone who broke God's law. Oh, well, what is God's law? And I would tell them the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments is like a mirror to them to help them to see their need for a Savior. You know? And I would tell them about it. And I would tell them that by yourself you cannot get to heaven. And I would tell them about the great things about heaven. Well, I don't want to make a decision right now. Then don't make it. But I'll tell you this, that you're going to have to make a decision one day. And it needs to be soon, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You know, I would tell them that when they get saved, you're a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I would tell them about baptism. I would tell them about, they see how I love my wife. You know, actually two people got married because they saw the testimony of my wife and I. We waited. We waited to move in together. We waited to do things right. And it's all because of God. That lady that dedicated her child to the Lord this morning, she waited. And she waited because my wife was waiting. You know? She got married. You know? That's the power of Christ. I'll tell you that. That's, you know, I never thought I'd be married, you know, either. But God's so good to us. He's blessed. You know, he's blessed us so much. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full and so free. The Lord is good. He heard my prayer, my supplications, my earnest prayers. The Lord is so good. And I'll keep saying that. And I'll keep preaching how great God is. Don't you forget that it's because of Christ we're here today. It's not because of how good of a person you are. I know when we sit as a Christian and we try to do good and, you know, we come to church and everything, sometimes we forget who brought us here. Let's think of who brought us here. Christ brought me here. Christ brought my mom here. Christ brought my family into church. It's because of Christ that I found the hope. I found the hope in Jesus Christ. I was looking for something. I was looking for something. And you know what? There's people around here, all around us, looking for something. And they're looking for hope. Like I said, in 1 Timothy 1:1, it speaks of that hope in Jesus Christ. Let's not forget that. You know, the blessed. David goes on his way. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Are we helped today? You know, you don't have to go to Google. Google, do this for me. Google, look up this for me. How do I raise my kids? Google. Or what? There, you're catching on. Okay, okay. You don't have to go to Google. You don't have to go to, I don't know what the other machine is. Alexa, yes. You don't have to go there. You get to go to God, the one that created us, the one that knows everything about us, and we get to go to him and ask him for help. I don't know how to do, you know, I know when I get older, I'm probably going to go to God and say, God, help me to raise my kid right. I lack wisdom. I don't know how to communicate with him. But Lord, help me. The Bible says in James 1:5, it says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let's ask God for help. He's our helper. You know, the Lord is my helper. If you're earnestly going to God and for help, he'll help you. He'll help you. The Lord is good. David says this, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Let's think about that. Number three, the saved. The Lord is my strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of the anointed. David is asking help and strength for the Christian, for the other believers. You know who had a like passion? The Apostle Paul. You know, I look at 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2 and 3. It says this, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place called, call upon the name of Lord, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was like passion. He was saying, grace be unto you, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just talking about that church. He's talking about all saints. You know, Paul has like passion as David did. Why? Because they serve the same person. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, they're still worshiping the same person. That's Jesus Christ. You know, don't rejoice when someone falls. When a brother falls, don't rejoice in that person fell. Well, that person never did any good to me. We're not supposed to. Brother, if a man is overtaken, a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore which a one in the spirit. Galatians 6:1. When someone's struggling, when someone who's falling, he that is spiritual is supposed to help the one that is struggling spiritually. You know, my challenge today to everyone in this room and myself, and I know this is short, but my challenge in this room is to know yourself. Know what you struggle in. Look at yourself and say, Lord, I struggle in this area. I don't want to get caught up in thinking I'm way up here, because that's when I'm on my high horse, I think of myself too highly. When you put your chin up, but when you get off the horse and when you look at the people and you look at your own life, you start seeing the enemies. Know yourself, know your enemies. 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories. Every day, get alone with God And David is asking, protect me from my enemies. Help me not to get entangled with my enemies. Protect me, O Lord. And you know what? His urgent prayer is not that he's immediately in danger. He's praying for the one. He's praying for the next time his enemies attack. Think about that. You know, there was a pastor that I really looked up to. He helped me out. Been pastoring the church for over 50 years. And I only heard him a couple times, but when he fell, I prayed and I fell. First of all, I was hurt because the name of Christ would be hurt. But I said, Lord, help me not to fall. Help the enemies that got him into the mess. Help those enemies not to get the best of me. Protect me, Lord, so I can live for you. Protect me. And praise, look at the blessed, Jesus Christ. You know, we're really blessed. In America, we're so blessed. Third of all, look at the saved. Encourage the saved. If someone's struggling, encourage them. Hey, you know, I'm struggling in this. Don't look down at them. Help them. You know, take the word of God and say, you know, let me help you with this. Or, you know what, let me get someone to help you. You know, take time for people. You know, this whole world's looking and taking time for people, but the Christians of this world who are saved, sanctified in Christ Jesus, we're not really taking the time because we don't have to work for our salvation, but we need to start taking the time and helping others and lead them closer to the cross and not further away. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing me to preach today. I pray, Lord, that this message was a help and encouragement to someone. And I pray that you, Lord, you speak to hearts. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.